Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But there's no dominant team in the NFL. And that's what these weeks have been showing us. Anybody can be beat on any given Sunday. It's great for us sitting up here. I love it. I love going into games not knowing. Because if you would have asked me yesterday, I would have said the LA Rams are going to boat race the Carolina Panthers. A weeks ago, I would have said the Green Bay Packers are going to beat the Carolina Panthers. I would have told you Dallas had no shot of beating the Philadelphia Eagles and beating the Kansas City Chiefs the following week. If you look all across this league with the things that are happening, I wouldn't have told you the Chicago Bears would be the number one seed and there is no dominant team.
I like it this way, too. Marcus Spears, ESPN, I think.
Yep.
I like it this way, too. I would never tell you there's no chance Team A will beat Team B, like he's saying he would have. Mm-hmm. So I got him on that. There's never that. How do you not know that? There's never that.
Right.
A team has no chance. I mean, sometimes it seems like it's pretty close, but there's never no chance.
Right. Last night got pretty close.
I didn't think so going in.
Right. I thought I liked the Giants and the points. There's, you know, heart versus mind, whatever, there too, which obviously would have been really nice if the Giants could have shown up and done us all a solid. But no, it didn't happen, and they pretty much got blown off the field.
The punt return was big toward that. I mean, it's 3-0.
Yeah.
They also get it to 17-7, and what? Turn it over pretty quick, and Patriots go in a couple more times even before halftime. Game's over by halftime.
Yeah, it's 32-7 at halftime. Yeah.
The thing about the rivalry, we're talking about New England and how the Bills might measure up. 803-0550 for your calls. Ross Tucker will join us at 4, and we'll talk about this with Ross. So the Patriots, it doesn't seem temporary with May. Like he's young. So they look like a team that should be good for a while because of him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't show the incredible, mind-blowing kind of side that Allen has, but he is just right on point all the time. I think he has a pretty good pocket. He does take sacks, though, and he's talked about that. Like Burrow did this a couple of years ago. Like, oh, just sometimes we'll get through it. He doesn't seem somebody that maybe Jackson Dart is that gets into a kind of a panic mode.
Right.
But, you know, May seems like he's got all the pieces.
Yeah,
for
2 years in the league, frenetic is a word that's coming to mind. Watching Dart, thinking about Allen the first couple of years of his career, and it wasn't until really year three that, because right, the playoff game in Houston is maybe the quintessential sugar high Josh Allen or whatever we were calling it at the time, and then that just really leveled off once 20 started. May, I don't remember I know they only won 4 games last year, but I don't remember him. Maybe there was some of that, but it went away pretty quick. Like Yeah, he's not as Josh Allen light. I mean, he's not as spectacular. He's not as physically imposing nor gifted as Allen. But he's close enough. And what he is so far, at least this year, is really poised for a guy that's still, he's 23 years old. And he just is really, he's just on it. He looks, they're buttoned up, he's buttoned up, is how I look at them right now.
So it's him, and that's the number one thing. But you've also got a coach that, it's obvious, it confirms your priors, right? But it's obvious by how the Patriots play. I also got a firsthand, a close-up look at this when the Patriots played here, and I was in the third row for that game. Like, he is just kind of, he's got a presence, Vrabel. Mm-hmm. And he's also got big credibility, player, ex-player, the years with Tennessee, coach of the year. He's got all the boxes checked when it comes to, like, who you'd want to go get in a coach. And he also has, you know, a New England past. So he kind of is he's very believable, I would think, for those players as somebody you can buy into. So they've got that. And this is the first year of that.
Yep.
And for the Bills part, the Patriots also have Diggs. Like, next week is really cool. It's big
mm-hmm.
to the Bills, especially because of what, you know, they won't be able to do if they lose next week. But you've also got the Diggs piece, which in the first game was a lot. I mean, he's not putting up games like that.
No, it's the only game this year he's really had like that kind of impact.
Yeah, it's not just, you know, a guy that you had strong feelings about, loved, hated, loved when he played, hated when he left, whatever, that goes to some other random, meaningless team and you watch him once every 4 years or something. No, like, this is right in your hair now, Diggs. So, May Vrabel Diggs is where a lot of that, you know, there's also a lot of history, but the Bills and the Patriots right now, Allen and May... That could be, probably will be, years to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. The Bills have the Bengals first. 5.5 is the number there. If the Patriots beat the Jets and the Dolphins in their final two games, regardless of what happens before that, they got it. That's the AFC East. 13-4 at worst. If they win those two games, and they'll have the Bills on tiebreaker, the division record tiebreaker, because the Bills can't do better than that. Let's look for your calls at 803-0550. Here is Rick with us. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Rick. Are you there?
Fair for, you know, the Bills is, you know, if Brady has a tendency of running a play over and over and over again until you stop it. And, you know, that's fine against a defense that's not very good, which is Pittsburgh's against the run. But I hope to God that he gets more creative than running tunnel screens and, you know, zone reads and the same plays over and over again. And, you know, my concern is that, you know, his past has shown is that he's not really willing to change up the offense at all. And I hope he gives his team a chance and Allen a chance. To win this game.
Okay, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I said repeatedly Sunday night and again a couple times yesterday, I don't really think that the Pittsburgh game is a blueprint. And I know you're not exclusively talking about the Pittsburgh game, but that's a game where they ran the same running play, what, 29 times, 30 times, whatever they did. You can't stop it. We're just going to keep doing it. I think the tackles being out played a huge part in that, and the fact that it was working played a big part in that. You should get credit for continuing to do a thing if it's going to work to the tune of letting you dominate the game. But I'd be surprised if we see another game like that. That doesn't mean he won't try to run some of the same stuff, maybe the exact same stuff that worked last week, but I don't think you'll just keep doing it if it doesn't work. If it works, I think you could see more of it, but I'd be surprised if it did.
Yeah, of course. It's nice to be able to put that on film, because then you can pivot off of it, at least in a sort of a general sense. If you give a certain look and all the time you're doing the same thing off of it, sets up well for you, you would think, in the future to come up with a plan B from that same formation. Patrick is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. I'm curious if you would agree with this. I was thinking about how disturbed I would be if the Patriots win the division, which it sure looks like they're going to. And it's like a 3 out of 10 on the disturbing scale. But the idea of them getting a 1 seed before us during this era is pretty high up there. During this year where the Chiefs and Ravens and Bengals kind of all stink. That's a tough pill to swallow that we kind of squandered that opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. That stings. That really doubles the pain or more of not winning the division.
I totally agree. I think it compounds it significantly. So I wanted to hear your thoughts on it. The other thing is, I guess, more of a theoretical question. You know, I'm under no illusions that, you know, fan sort of goals are not always aligned with ownership. You know, they can still make money hand over fist as long as their team is competitive enough that they're interesting and butts are in the seats and TV's good and all that. But if we were just, if hypothetically the owners were kind of uniformly kind of dynamic and creative and hands-on and hell-bent on the one goal of winning a Super Bowl, I'm curious if you guys were, if you own the Bills and you're running this team, if this year didn't end well, if they kind of had like a standard Bills sort of outcome, maybe the divisional round and out or something. If, you know, the Giants have kind of leaked that they are interested or willing to trade for a coach, and that's a franchise that I think is desperate to just be respectable at this point. And now you've got, you know, potentially Tomlin and McDermott, you know, in this place in the offseason where they're both two, you know, respected, solid coaches of consistent organizations. If you got a call, you know, from the Moras and they said a first rounder is on the table, is that something you'd be interested in? And if not, why not? So I just wanted to get your 2 cents on that. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I could. I wouldn't want, unless it happens to be ugly from the inside and I have no reason to think that it is, I would not want this to end with a trade of Sean McDermott. I just don't think that's dignified. Like, you're, as long as it took you to set it up, I think I know how you're thinking, which is like, I know.
But
like,
it's a high first round pick. The Giants are terrible.
I'd rather just shake hands and thank each other and go from there. Would you like to have a first round? Who wouldn't? But I don't think I could ever get to that point. I don't think McDermott is going anywhere unless he really wants to. I think his situation is similar to Tomlin. And the fans are not chanting for him to be fired like they are in Pittsburgh for their guy. So it's not as bad of a situation in that sort of public way. And one thing that Will Graves from the AP told us last week about Tomlin, which has been echoed, Adam Schefter and others maybe have said the same thing, which is like, it's going to be up to him.
Right.
And one reason that Will mentioned to us is that his kids are grown. And that's not true with Sean. Like, his kids are, at least one of them, is in high school in the area. So unless he wants to uproot, unless something is so weird or off, then I just don't think it happens. But I don't know. And I would be really almost shocked if ownership wanted to move on him. Beam might be different. That's been more of the, I think, not controversy, but the conversation about this year is more
the
about
the roster.
The roster. Yep. And as you said earlier, I don't disagree with this, that you could infer from McDermott at a time or two here recently that he's disappointed in the proverbial groceries that he's got to work with. So is that too old a reference, the groceries?
No, I think
Bill
it works.
Parcells even wanting to shop for the groceries?
Even if you don't know that Parcells said it, I think it, you
it's okay.
You get it.
Yesterday, we were in a grocery store. Right. I love a grocery store. That was really fun. So I don't think – I'm not predicting that at all. Bean, I don't know. And then you'd have to know McDermott and Bean and their dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that either. Again, there hasn't been anything really public to use to question it. But these comments you're referring to, I get it. You know, maybe that's a sign of something. Okay. Trade Sean McDermott. Like I say in fantasy, send me an offer.
I like the creativity. I mean, I don't think it's I didn't know if you're waiting for me to take a turn or not. I don't think it's realistic, but it's an interesting idea.
There. Ross Tucker coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.